The Purple Project Podcast coming at you here in Manhattan, Kansas, here a few hours away from renewal rivalry of old Big 12 foes. Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State. Yes, I am recording this on game day, folks. It is September 10th, 2022. In a couple hours, it will be K-State's second game of the season and second game at home. The much-anticipated game showdown against the Missouri Tigers. Before I do that here, this is what I'm going to be doing almost pretty much except for the first game, obviously. But three up, three down prior to the next opponent, which is Missouri. So this is really difficult, to narrow it down to three up. Who's trending up? I know it's only just one game, so forgive me, but who's trending in the right direction? As my phone is going off early in the morning. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so three up and three down. Obviously, we'll start with three up here. First one comes to mind, and obviously, oh, by the way, if you're new to the show, welcome on board. You can find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Odyssey, we're on Spotify, and a few more other podcasting platforms out there. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, and make sure before the game, before you head inside Bill Snyder Family Stadium, make sure you download episode 119 and 18 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly editions, jam-packed full of content, especially episode 119. So much good content around, not just about football, but happenings of volleyball, soccer, and you know the rest there. Seth Porter. First up, Seth Porter. Blocked the kick, blocked the punt last week, and he said he could easily block a couple more. this guy was, what, six on the depth chart on the wide receiver positions here. So, not too surprising here. Yeah, you got to make your money in a special teams game, right? I mean, this is the old K-State way, right? You got to do good on special teams and maybe get on the field. Well, first off, I hope today that we have better wide receiver rotations, like I said in the podcast earlier this week, the weekly editions this week. And second of all, Seth Porter, if he continues to get in that backfield, oh, he's going to block a couple more punts before the year is out. I know it's very early in the season, but Seth Porter already showing me something right off the bat. Hopefully, we can get another one here against the hated Mizzou Tigers here in a couple of hours. Next in line, this guy picked off the quarterback of South Dakota last week. I'm talking about Sincere Mason, number 9. Now, obviously, the secondary has a little work to do. They bid on a couple of the RPOs. RPO meaning run pass option there. For those of you who don't know what that terminology is there. But Sincere Mason, oh, he's going to see a whole lot of playing time there as well. You keep making plays like that. Obviously, this K-State defense set a tone last week, and they're going to have to set a tone here today against the Tigers. And one name, real quick before I get my third one, trending in the right direction, a guy that we have not mentioned on this podcast that I was high on over the summer, T.J. Smith, who got cleared to play. I expect him to see the field today against this potent Missouri offense. So that's a name that we kind of slipped under the rug a little bit, that did not play with all those defensive players last week. So there's the third one. Well, that's not the third one. That's the kind of the alternative spot right there as well. And, of course, Sean Robinson, again, who did not play last week, a linebacker. One of the linebackers for K-State. And then a third, I'm going to O-line here. And I'm going to go KT Leviston here, folks. Trending in the right direction and got himself in shape. Boy, he was beaten up on last year. So, but to see whether, I mean, I know there's been back and forth talks about the offensive line either being good from the South Dakota game or being terrible. But from my vantage point, they're pretty good for the most part. And KB Levinson, the tackle spot, he and Christian Duffy, they're going to get tested today against one of the more potent defensive lines in the SEC in Missouri. But KT Levinson, you show me something today, you keep on trending in the right direction. That's three right there. So Seth Porter, Some names that are obviously not the popular names of the K-State roster, but hey, you're showing me something. Seth Porter blocked the punt last week. Cincinnati Mason intercepted a pass from the starting QB of the Coyotes last week, and Casey Leviston off to a great start here. Hopes to keep that momentum building here against Mizzou later in a couple of hours. Three down again. Apologize again. I know it's early, but again, this one was really hard to digest down. Obviously, this one is from the injury standpoint, and it's Terry LaPortier first down. Such a bad break for this young man. Again, going through another gruesome knee injury, now having to get surgery for it. And that means Hadley Panther has to step in and do the job. Again, it goes back to what I just said. Missouri is much better D-line than South Dakota. I know South Dakota comes from the FCS there, but I think here this is a big hit, big loss here. And again, like I mentioned in the episode 119 of the PPBW podcast, which came out last night, I'm a little worried to see how Missouri, the D-line, handles this. You got a new guy, somewhat of a new guy in there. It's next man up. So Taylor Portier, on the injury side, he's the first down on that one. Unfortunate. He worked his butt off to get back in this position. And I was looking forward. I mentioned him as a guy to watch over the summer as well. He and TJ Smith and a few others as well. Very unfortunate on that end. So I have to put up with that there. So that's that. On that, number two, and this was well talked about on this week's shows, Chris Tennant. I ain't going to say much more because go back and check out our weekly podcast this week for analysis on that. I pray to the dear Lord that it does not come down to a field goal later today. But again, Chris Tennant, yay, all this talent. Hey, I gotta see it, man. I gotta see it. That's it on that. He's down to in number three in this one. Ooh, man, number three in here. I have to look at it from a depth perspective here. I know a couple of our guys got bit on the RPOs in this game here. I'm just gonna say it's gonna be. I mean, who knows how Missouri offense is going to play it today with that, but they have a lot of potential. They have a lot of playmakers on that side of the ball. I'm going to actually say, I'm going to put the linebackers and DBs in this one. This is a group effort on this one. I can't really think of anything individual yet anyway. So, but yeah, got to do better on that. They got bit a little bit a couple of times down the middle of the field against South Dakota. They're going to have to clean that up. Well, hopefully they cleaned that up in practice this week as well. So this one's a group effort here. So the downside, not pretty much down except for the kicker in this case here. So we'll see what happens coming out of this game. So you're going to be getting this before every K-State game, three up, three down, who's trending in the right direction individually and who is not. So be out looking out for that. So Seth Porter, Sincere Mason, KT Leviston, three up. Taylor Portier, Chris Tennant, linebackers, DBs are three down this week heading into the Missouri game of the SEC. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do it. K-State Nation, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the football game. Let's get this dub, folks. And we'll be, of course, me and Alex will be getting together on Monday or Tuesday night to record the postcast of the Missouri game. But that's going to do it for right now. Stay locked in to the Pearl Project Podcast. A lot more recaps of volleyball. And, of course, tomorrow, K-State we're going to have the postcast of the, as I'm recording this now, the Yale K-State women's soccer match. That will be posted on either Sunday or Monday. So there's going to be a lot of content coming out of the weekend. So make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast.